So let me quickly introduce our first speaker. We're absolutely delighted to have a real champion of the trade union movement in Tosh McDonald, who's the president of ASLEF. His union, like my union Unite and like many other unions, have been absolutely 100% firm behind Jeremy Corbyn. So please give a very big welcome to Tosh McDonald, our first speaker, president of ASLEF.
You shouldn't start clapping, you haven't heard what I've got to say yet, you might not like it. You never know. Listen, think where we were just over a year ago. In May last year, we lost that election. None of us thought we were going to see a Tory majority government in power. Everybody's mood was down. I came back, I'd been on holiday, I came back and everybody I talked to seemed down and depressed. ASLEF, Executive Committee, it met to nominate one of the candidates for the leader of the Labour Party last year. This was early on. Jeremy Corbyn wasn't in the race by that time. And what's sad is a very loyal, affiliated trade union in ASLEF looked at the candidates, and all we saw was more of the same. More of the same policies that had lost us 5 million votes between 97 and 2010. That had lost us more than 100 seat majority in Parliament. And we looked at them, and we couldn't choose the tallest of the seven dwarfs. And ASLEF Executive Committee, in the first time in the 12 years I've been down at national level, adjourned the meeting without being able to nominate somebody. We couldn't do it. And then Jeremy Corbyn threw his hat in the ring. We reconvened the National Executive Committee of ASLEF, and it was the shortest meeting I've ever been involved in. It was moved. It was seconded and it was carried unanimous, and we became the first trade union to nominate Jeremy Corbyn for the leader of the Labour Party.
Yay!
Somebody who through all the years we'd known him had supported our union, supported every other trade union, supported our industry, the rail industry, all public transport, all public sector workers, a champion of the working class people. Now, we got Jeremy elected last year, and I was enthused to be able to have the honour to speak at a couple of meetings with him. And I saw things like this, a rainy Friday evening with just a couple of days' notice, and we filled Barker's Pool. We fill it despite the rain. Despite the media working against us. We feel it because we are positive. We're not negative. We're moving forward. We're a movement that can't be stopped. We're a belief, an ideal that can't be stopped.
In it.
Now, many people have wanted to stop it. And as pleased as I am to be here, you know, I wish I didn't have to be. I wish the whole of the Labour Party, whether that be new members, old members, supporters, councillors, MPs, were all stood together fighting the Tories and the abomination that they are putting this country through, putting working class people through, putting disabled people through. Stood together, not disunited, fighting each other. And I think we can be proud of ourselves, of how dignified we are in our support and in our campaigning for Jeremy Corbyn. Because one of the criticisms aimed against Jeremy is that, well, it's just a campaign. He can only speak to mass meetings. Wow, look at this. And you know, we need to fight on every front. We need mass meetings. We need people on the streets. Yes, we need to fight in council chambers too. We need to fight in Parliament. We need to fight in the European Parliament. We need to fight on every front. You know, it was people on the streets that made it safe for Ed Miliband to say he was going to get rid of the horrid bedroom tax. It was people on the streets that made it safe for Ed Miliband to stop the bombing of Syria. And it's people on the streets, more than a million of them, at the time of going to the Iraq war, if Tony Blair had listened and joined those people on the streets, we would not have seen so many lives lost and wasted. We need to fight together. Now, I can't be in South Yorkshire talking about the whole movement, direct action, people on the streets, without mentioning the South Yorkshire Freedom Riders. Any of them here? The South Yorkshire Freedom Riders. Local authority, suffering from central government cuts, had to make decisions. And I don't believe there is one Labour councillor who gets involved in local politics to make cuts, but they've had to do it. And they've done what they believe is the right thing. So they had to stop the free travel for pensioners and disabled people on the trains. Now, I have disagreements with that. I think there's other ways things could have been done. But what I do say to those councillors, when the Freedom Riders started campaigning against it, they shouldn't be referred to as a nuisance. I shouldn't have a councillor who's a really good friend of mine telling me I'm dancing with the trots. We should be stood side by side with the Freedom Riders, councillors, MPs, trade unionists, saying to Northern Rail, why should we have to give you extra money on top of the £700 million a year we give you? Just so, off peak, when trains are travelling with empty seats, disabled people and pensioners should be able to take them seats for free. They're paying the same diesel or electric, they're paying the same track access charges, they're paying the same staff wages. Why leave empty seats when pensioners and disabled people can travel for free? Well, you know, that action had a success. When they gave the disabled people their free travel back, they gave half-price travel to the pensioners. And I marched around Barnsley with them, and I addressed that meeting, and then they took a vote. We've had a success. Do we leave it at that, or do we keep fighting to get free travel for everybody? And they all voted, even the disabled people who had got back what they had, to keep fighting until everyone gets that free travel back. In our industry, we're facing a lot of trouble at the minute. I can't say too much about Southern Rail, there's already two injunctions against us. We're balloting again, and that ballot's due on 31st, so watch that space. But we're seeing attacks on the rail industry. On the 1st of April, a strange thing happened to me. I can tell you exactly when it happened. It happened at 2 o'clock in the morning, when I went from being employed by the Dutch State Railway to being employed by the German State Railway. And you know, the Dutch State Railway, they sent me a parcel through post. It was a pen to thank me for the 12 years of blood, sweat, tears and toil. And if you believe that, that I'd put in working for Northern Rail while they owned it. And the German State Rail